Start with a gamble and follow our luck. How do we handle when the road gets rough? Well, that's love in a U-Haul truck. We'll find love in a moving van and pack it to the edges with as much as we can. Anything we leave behind, we'll build again. 'Cause that's love in a moving van. And it all comes out on the other side, and we arrive with something to show. If it all falls down, we'll set it up right. Can go. We'll find love in a trailer on the back. When the lifting's given me a heart attack, you revive me when I get off track. That's love in a trailer off the back. We'll find love in a folded down seat. Make more room when our tempers meet. Get out the cases and line them up neat. 'Cause that's love in a folded down seat. Something to show. If it all falls down, we'll set it up right. We can go. We can go. With your hand on my knee and your foot on the dash, we can get there slow, or we can get there fast. 'Cause it's love in the front of the cab, and we all want a love like that. We all want a love like that. We all want a love like that.
That's Shauna Caspi with Love in a Moving Van from her great new album, Forest Fire. Shauna's our special guest on Folk Roots Radio today.
It's great to have you join us.
It's really nice to be here.
I like to think of Shauna as being one of the most professional musicians that I know. She's just released her fourth album entitled Forest Fire. The interesting thing about this album is that it seems to have much more of a band feel than, for instance, your last album, which was Apartments for Lovers, which seemed to be much more of a solo record. The other thing I love about this album, though, is the beautiful production that I think there was from Don Kerr from Rio Statics and Ron Sexsmith.
Yes. I can't say enough good things about Don. When I chose to work with him, it's always a process to try to decide where you want to do a record and who you want to work with. And I really loved the stuff I had heard from Don in the past. And he really seemed like a producer who understood songwriters and understood how to bring out the most authentic parts of someone into a recording. So luckily he was available and interested, and we made a beautiful record.
It is absolutely a fabulous, fabulous album. I imagine a lot of your shows, because you tour a great deal across Canada and the US, a lot of those shows are solo shows. How does it work for you to adjust between working with a band in the studio and at the CD release shows and then heading out on the road playing solo?
Well, all the songs start as solo songs, and I have to be able to play them live in an interesting enough way from the start as a solo artist. And so it's actually the difficult part is going to the studio and hearing them in a different way from that. So that's why someone like Don, in this case, was so crucial to the project, because he was the one who could hear the songs in a bigger and more elaborate, more, you know, with bigger and better arrangements. And so when I go back and play them live, it's kind of like going back to the way that they started.
So you have some interesting people playing on this album. Rosalind Dennett, fabulous, fabulous fiddle player, yes, plays on it. Did you choose her to play on the album, or was that something that you decided with Don?
I kind of let Don do what he thought was best in general. Like, I kind of gave him free rein to do whatever he wanted, of course, with, you know, my input. But so he had ideas for the songs, and he had ideas for who he thought would be great to play on them. But as it turned out, every person that we brought into the project was also somebody that I knew and I would have chosen anyway.
So tell us about some of the other people that are actually on the album.
We have Ben Whiteley playing the bass, who was he played on the most songs of everybody, and he was so relaxed and so
fabulous
positive.
Yeah.
He's just such a great guy to be around. And, of course, Rosalind, as you mentioned, played fiddle and sang some beautiful harmonies. And Don is a drummer most of the time, so he played drums and sang as well. And Joel Schwartz, who you might know from the band Birds of Chicago.
One of my favorite bands.
Oh, he plays great guitar with them, but he plays with a number of different people. And he actually played on my second album years ago. And then he came in to play on this record, and he brought just a rack of instruments. And he was so prepared, he was so creative and brilliant, that we would cue up a song and he'd go, oh yeah, I've got an idea for that. And so he played a ton of instruments on the album, and he just did it with such skill and expertise. It was a joy to work with Joel.
So you must have been really thrilled with the way the album turned out. Certainly, I love listening to an album where the musicians have space to breathe. You know, you can hear all the instruments, the arrangements flow. Production is just absolutely fabulous. I mean, you must have been thrilled with the final result.
Yeah, and I think it's definitely the best work I've done so far.
Oh, cool. Now, 9 songs on the album. A couple of the songs were on the Apartments for Lovers album, which was, again, more of a solo Shauna Caspi album. Was it always your intent to be able to bring band arrangements to those songs?
Yeah, I was interested in this project to take a couple of the songs from the previous record that was just a solo guitar voice album, me live to tape, you know, very, very different sound, and to take some of those songs that I really loved and reimagine them for this record in a full band sound. So I'm happy that we did that. And in fact, I don't know if you know, but there's a bonus track on the album as well.
There is a bonus
track. So there really are 10 tracks. If you get the album and you open it up, there's a download code for the bonus track as well.
Which is an interesting song, which I have downloaded. And I think it's about, my baby knows how to tune a bike or something?
My baby can fix a bike.
There you know it. Yeah, a great song.
And that song's actually a really old song of mine too. And I wanted to record it for years, but it's such an unusual song that it never fit within the context of any album that I was making. So I just never recorded it. And then when I had this great band at my disposal and I still wanted to put that song on an album, we recorded it and we had such a great time doing it. It was so fun, but it still didn't fit on the album. So I didn't put it on it, the complete album, but it's this bonus download so that people can still have it.
So there's 7 of your songs on this album. There's the Tennessee Waltz, traditional song, on there as well. There's also a cover of Lynn Miles' Brave Parade. And that's a fabulous song. And to be honest, when you listen to it, you could imagine that being a Shauna Caspi song.
Oh,
so tell me why you chose to put that one on there.
I'm a huge Lynn Miles fan and have been for many years. And she's written a lot of incredible songs. And that one is one that I've been covering for many years. And it just seemed to fit with the rest of the feel of the album. And I, you know, if I had written it, I would have put it in the exact same place that it is on the album. But it's Lynn's beautiful song, and she was really gracious and and was happy to have me record it. And I just think it fit nicely.
And when you talk about the feel of the album, I mean, that's, you know, your songs always have meaning. And one of the things that's obviously very important to you is to make sure that the lyric speaks to the audience as well as the music. Can you talk about what you were hoping for with this whole theme of the forest fire? Tell us how the whole album fit together from that point of view.
It was a darker album than my other work. And even in that darkness, there was always some hope that came out of it. And it was kind of about hitting rock bottom and then climbing out of it, but being lifted. And so some of the songs are really dark and moody and atmospheric. And some of them are really light and almost bluegrassy. So I kind of like that there's both of that in there.
You're very professional about everything you do. I mentioned that, I think, at the start, is that, you know, from my point of view, being in radio, it's great to see people who really work hard at your career. But I mean, that means a lot of traveling, a lot of shows. Do you ever get tired of the road?
I'm always tired. I like being on the road. I like the lifestyle, but because I'm an independent artist and really the whole team is just me, the thing I find the hardest is to balance everything out, where if I'm on the road as a solo artist and I'm driving for 10 hours to get to the next show, I haven't done anything that day except drive. And there's so much work I have to do that I'm not getting done. And then, you know, if I haven't slept well, then I'm tired driving on the road, and that's really scary. And then I wish I was spending more of my time practicing guitar and practicing singing and writing new songs, but I'm so overwhelmed by the amount of work that is required to have a career in music that it's really important to be organized and professional, but I also wish I could delegate some of that to someone else.
Now, as well as being a fabulous singer-songwriter and musician, and obviously you are classically trained, and that comes through, I think, in the way that you play guitar, which is very unique. You have this very upright stance when you play. But apart from the musical side, you're also an accomplished painter, a visual artist. And
you're
interesting,
holding it right now.
And now the actual album itself, if you look at the CD and the cover itself, are paintings from Shauna Caspi. And I know when I've checked out your website and your previous albums, your artwork features on those albums. And I know that people have bought your work at your shows. Is it helpful for you to have this other side of your personality, other side of your artistic, creative life?
Yes, definitely. Especially because so much of the rest of my life is all music. It's at least nice to have another artistic outlet. And painting is something that I just learned how to do in university. I took one painting class as part of my degree and then just practiced and practiced. I was really terrible at it. And by the end of the class, I had learned how to paint, like I could paint realistic paintings. And then I just put the paint away, didn't think I'd do it again. And then when I started touring full-time and to the extent that I am now, I was seeing all these really beautiful places that a lot of people don't get to see and taking a lot of photos. And I thought it'd be cool to see if I could do something with that. And I was thought, you know, I wonder if I still know how to paint. And I got out the paints and started painting these little realistic landscapes of places that I was seeing on tour. But for this album, this is actually the very first time I've tried abstract painting.
And it's very beautiful. I think it really complements the album really well. Do you actually paint on the road, or is that when you come home?
I paint from photographs that I take on the road.
Yeah.
And then, so I really only can paint when I'm at home. I can barely stay awake on the road. If I can get from one place to another and play a great show, like, that is the limit that I have on the road.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit about the live experience. I mean, obviously most of the time it's solo. What can people expect when they come to a Shauna Caspi show?
I try to be as intimate and close to the audience as possible. I love playing things like house concerts where there isn't even a sound system or lighting or anything in between me and the audience. So hopefully it's just a relaxing experience where maybe you learn something and maybe you connect and just hopefully be part of something really real and authentic.
Would you like to be able to be on the road, perhaps traveling with a fiddler or a bass player? I mean, obviously that changes the whole dynamics and certainly the financial aspects of touring. But it, I mean, do you ever wish that there was maybe someone traveling with you?
Yeah, it'd be great if I could figure out definitely the finances. I don't know how I could ever afford to pay anyone to come with me. But also just the logistics of scheduling and rehearsing ahead of time and, you know, stuffing another person into a car and finding them a place to stay and paying them a per diem per day and all of that stuff. So I haven't figured out how I could do that, but I think it'd be really cool if I could tour with a band.
What does the future hold? What are you hoping? Obviously, this album has just been released. You'll be touring that for the next year or so. What are you hoping to do after that?
It kind of continues as a cycle. So I'm hoping that I'll have some time off at some point that I can focus on writing again. And I really hope to just tour more and more and in places that I haven't been to yet and with bigger and better shows. I'd really love to play a lot of festivals if I could.
Now, we mentioned that you're an accomplished guitarist. You're a classically trained. Your last album, Apartments for Lovers, had a couple of instrumentals on the album, which I love. Now, there are none on this album. I was curious as to whether that was just this group of songs that you pulled together or whether there is any prospect for doing more instrumental work.
Yeah, I had a really hard time writing guitar instrumentals. I wanted to put those on that last album because of the feel of that record and because it was a solo guitar adventure. So I wrote a couple of instrumentals and I had a tough time learning them and playing them and particularly playing them live. So after a while, I just kind of stopped playing them and I haven't written any since, I have to admit, but not to say that it couldn't happen again.
Mm-hmm. Well, I love your guitar work and it's certainly a pleasure to be able to watch you play. If people want to learn more about your music, how can they do that?
You can go to my website at www.shaunacaspi.com or find me in any internet location, Facebook, Twitter, Spotify, iTunes, wherever you
want.
You
work your career. That's great. Shauna Caspi, it's been an absolute pleasure to talk to you today. And thanks again for joining us.
Thanks, Jen.
It's okay, I'm not afraid. Marching in this brave parade with all the souls who crawled back up, who bet despite their crazy luck, who choose to love in an angry age, refuse to bend despite or rage, who aren't afraid of bad reviews and don't care if they win or lose, who know that all the money's probably spent, every deadline came and went, know the love is not a game and life is equal joy and pain, love moonlight across the bed, question every word that's said, celebrate every victory and aren't afraid of mystery. Who aren't afraid of leaving town, giving up and falling down, throwing everything to chance and fighting for a new romance. Look between the skin and bones, long for comfort, ache for home. Love the poets in the sky, the drifters and the ones who cry. So here's a toast to the underdog, boats lost in the fog, the ones who don't quite fit the mold, never do what they're told, know that sad songs matter most, who face face, the music and the ghosts, the lovers and the second best, who have no medals on their chest. It's okay, I'm not afraid, marching in this brave parade.
That's Shauna Caspi with her version of the Lynn Miles song Brave Parade from her new album Forest Fire. The interview was recorded for the Sun Parlor Coffee House Sessions. Shauna came into the studio to record 6 live songs and sat down with us to talk about her music. For more information about the Sun Parlor Coffee House Sessions, visit us online at sunparlorsessions.com. You're listening to Folk Roots Radio, and I'm Jan Hall.